Daily Routine Orders 5. Page 95. Stone-cold former soldier Shelter looks back on one of his deeds.
It began, the recruiting, and it was as easy as falling off a log. I didn't even have to go far. My flat, mine and Sappho's, is in Mornington Place, and I found my first recruit in a doorway near Camden Station. A mile, if that. Mind you, it was a filthy night. Cold, wet and windy. Cut straight through you, that wind. I was wearing a parka, stormproof over trousers and strong boots, and I was still perished. What he must have felt like in damp, tatty denim, I shudder to think. It was 1:30, so he'd probably been there an hour or two, freezing his tabs off, and that's why he came so easy. What I did was, I squatted down in front of him and said, "What's up, mate? Down on your luck?" I smiled as I said this, my best do-gooder smile. I was prepared for a possible rebuff. I mean, he might have been deeply suspicious, thought I was a woofter or something, but it didn't seem to cross his mind. Half daft with cold, probably. Anyway, he opened his eyes and looked at me and frowned and mumbled, "Who are you?" He was Scottish. "Me?" I gave him a smile again. "Shelter's my name. I help run the hostel on Plender Street." That got him. "Hostel?" he says. "What sort of hostel?" "For young people," I said. "The townhouse project. You might have heard of us." He wouldn't, because we didn't exist. I'd made the whole thing up, name and everything. Part of my preparation. He fell for it, hook, line and sinker. "Any chance of a bed?" he says. "Bait to eat?" I shook my head, the rueful gesture. I'd practiced in the mirror. "Not tonight, I'm afraid. Full up. Might be something tomorrow if you get there early." "Ah," he says, and the light goes out of his eyes. He's thinking about the long, cold hours ahead. I let him ponder the prospect for a bit, then said, casual-like, "There's a comfy couch at my place, if you don't mind roughing it." Roughing it? Brilliant touch, that. And it worked. "You sure?" he says. The light's back, and I can see his little brain working. He's thinking, this guy runs a hostel. Warm beds, grub. It gets full, but if I'm with him, I'm in, right? "You sure?" he says. I gave him the smile again. "Sure, no prob. It's just round the corner. Come on." And that's all there was to it. I strode out and he trotted at my heels like a rutty poodle. It was pissing it down, and he was sodden by the time we reached the flat. I introduced Sappho, showed him the bathroom, told him to strip off, threw in some stuff I'd got for the purpose, thick sweaters, cord trousers, the sort of stuff do-gooders wear, and went off to heat some tomato soup. And while he was sitting on the sofa scoffing it, I slipped up behind him and put him out of his misery. Cruel? I don't think so. He's neither cold nor hungry now. Nobody wanted him, so nobody will miss him. And there's one less dosser to clutter up the place. Who loses?